With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Evidence in Ukraine, Russia has deployed new drone technology from Iran.
Last week, Ukrainian drone hunters searching through the debris of Russia's nightly assault on their cities found a drone that was different to the rest. A Ukrainian drone expert said it had an AI platform and a radio link, allowing an operator to pilot it remotely from Russia. He said it also contained new Iranian-made anti-jamming technology. Experts told AP it's highly possible it was sold by Iran to Russia to test in combat. Iran sold attack drone technology to Russia since 2022, but experts say Israel's strikes on Iran could potentially constrict Russia's ability to advance its drone program. I'm Emma Burrows.
In the meantime, a new threat of cyber attacks from Iran.
Hackers are targeting U.S. banks, defense contractors, and oil industry companies following American strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. So far, the intrusions haven't caused any serious disruptions or economic damage. But cybersecurity experts warn that hacking groups supporting Iran could continue to retaliate. Experts say cyber war is now an expected part of any military conflict. That's because it offers countries a way to cause significant economic damage in a way that's much cheaper than traditional weapons. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Forecasters predicting wild temperature swings across the eastern United States. Temps dropping some 30 degrees overnight in parts of the east. During midweek, at least 50 different heat records were broken. 21 cities hit triple-digit temperatures. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York hospitalized a short time yesterday. Aides said Schumer began to feel lightheaded while working out in a Senate gym and went to the hospital. He was later released. This is SRN News. A new measure of persecution in India.
How bad is it getting? Well, according to the United Christian Forum, two believers are physically attacked for their faith on average every day. And that's just what's being reported in a country where the authorities are often just as hostile as the attackers. Radical Hindus are the problem. They have launched a campaign to either kill all Christians in India or drive them out. Attacks accelerated after a Hindu nationalist party came to power in 2014. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia woman filing suit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her child. Miranda Guzman alleges the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion unless doing so is essential to further compelling government interest. This is SRN News. Rural hospital relief.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska are raising concerns that a proposed $15 billion relief fund would not be sufficient to make up for the lost revenues from tens of billions in cuts to Medicaid. Crafters of the language say their main goal is to trim waste, fraud, and abuse from the program. However, critics are suggesting that with cuts that large, the relief fund should contain more like $100 billion to offset losses in rural areas. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal judge has sided with Facebook parent Meta Platforms in dismissing a copyright infringement suit, that from a group of authors who accused the company of stealing their works to train its artificial intelligence technology. British oil giant Shell denying reports it's in talks to buy rival BP. Wall Street Journal says Shell has been holding those talks. More details at srnnews.com.